I'm Michael Nestor. I'm the Deputy Inspector General for the Port Authority of New York, New Jersey.
I'm Liz Thompson. I'm the Executive Director of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council.
I'm Richard Tierney. I'm with the Office of the Inspector General for the Port Authority, and I worked in Tower 1 on the 77th floor.
On the morning of September 11th, 2001, Nestor, Thompson, and Tierney were eating breakfast at Windows on the World, the restaurant at the top of the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Together, they rode in the last elevator down in the moments before American Airlines Flight 11 struck the building at 8:46 that morning.
We usually got there around 7:30, because we were there every day. We had breakfast there every day. So we got there pretty much our regular time and saw the same people that we always see, the hostess, Doris, Jan, the waiter. We were sitting right almost in the center.
Right. As you walked always sat in the center.
In the center, at the window.
I just went in, and Doris Ng was her usual divine self. She greeted me with a smile, and I was sitting facing the Statue of Liberty, and it was a gorgeous, gorgeous morning. We just commented about what a perfect day it was.
We said goodbye
to Doris, Dion.
Yeah. Dick and I got to the elevator first, and then we heard Miss Liz screaming down the hall, and we held it for her. We rode down, and I guess we were joking around and talking.
We said something to each other. It was, light conversation, whatever.
Yeah. And it didn't take long. Those elevators were fast. It didn't take long, and then we got off, and the plane hit. I guess when we figured out who didn't get out, and we were the only ones that were up there that did get out, it kind of sunk in as time went on that, my God, we were the last people to leave that place alive.
I mean, I often thought if I'd had an extra cup of coffee and gone to the ladies' room, That would have been that.
Things just kind of, for us three, fell in place. For a lot of other people, it didn't, and you just kind of wandered into luck or unluck or misfortune or good fortune.
I think about how close I came, but not deliberately. It just comes upon me, this sense of kind of a disconcerting sense of how close, how close I came to not being here today.
There was nothing you can do to change what happened. There was no right, wrong, smart, stupid. It was just a matter of, I don't know if it was luck, fate, or what it was, but you made a left turn, we're here having this conversation.
Right.
You made a right turn, and we wouldn't be having this conversation. Right. We wouldn't be here. And it was just chance.
Michael Nestor, Liz Thompson, and Richard Tierney were three of the four passengers on the last elevator down from Windows on the World. The fourth declined to be interviewed. Everybody who was in the restaurant at the time of the impact, approximately 170 people, were killed. This story was produced by Karen Callahan and Dave Isay at Sound Portraits in New York.